Good morning, Alan.
Hey Brian, how you doing?
I'm well. You started your acting career in the US series, The Love Boat. How did an Australian get involved in that?
Well, it was quite a fascinating story. The Love Boat always used to film around about America, but they decided to do these two specials in Australia. So they literally for the first time were traveling outside their normal turf. So I auditioned for The Love Boat. It was in 1980, and very strangely, I was the very first auditionee, and they'd lost the tape. The tape didn't work. So the directors in America never got to see me. But luckily, the director in Australia, the American director, said, "No, I want him. Even though you haven't seen him, this is the guy for the job." So it was a bit of a fluke, I've got to say, but a very fun one, a wonderful show to work on.
You spent 27 years in Neighbours as Dr. Carl Kennedy.
Correct.
Ups and downs across the years?
Oh, well, it's been a joyous job to have, but to be honest, you know, it's the sort of show that your character changes all the time. You've got fascinating stuff to do. You know, everyone sort of says, how could you play the same guy for 27 years? But, of course, he's not the same guy. If you look at what I do with Dr. Carl these days compared to what I did with him in 1994, you'd think, gee, they're almost two different blokes, which is kind of the way life works, I reckon. I think we all change, you know, incrementally over our lives to the point where our younger selves wouldn't recognise us.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours, just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day. Neighbors need to get to know each other. Next door is only a footstep away. Neighbors, everybody needs good neighbors. Perfect blend. Neighbors should be there for one another. That's when good neighbors become friends.
Now, Neighbors is going to end, I think, in the next few weeks. Certainly a long run, nearly 37 years, 9,000 episodes or so. Why is it ending?
Oh, it's ending because Channel 5 have been a wonderful, this is Channel 5 in the UK, they've been a wonderful support for Neighbours for I think about 10 years, but they've made a decision to start tilting more towards a British product, which is understandable. And, you know, to be honest, we in Australia are always fighting for more Australian content. So, yeah, we can't begrudge them that. So they've withdrawn their funding. Well, they haven't withdrawn the funding. They're just not renewing their contract. And the show just simply can't be made without their money. So that's the end of that, really.
Now, you spent some time in the old Melbourne jail fundraising. Did you get enough fundraise to actually break out, as they called it?
Yes, that was a fun. That was actually a fun thing. With the idea being that you actually had to spend time in one of the cells at the old Melbourne jail, which I can tell you are not a hospitable location, and you had to plead with the public to actually donate money, sufficient money to get you out of the cell. It was a terrific fundraiser. There were a lot of personalities locked up that night, and a lot of money was raised.
You got a band called Waiting Room. Kind of like the song "It's Your Fault." Is that band still on the go?
Well, actually, I had a writing session with one of the guitarists the other day, but we haven't played as Waiting Room for some time. I've actually now moved across into the Americana country music scene, and so I'm working with a couple of other blokes and you know, writing and producing Americana. Hence my latest single, the duet. Sorry is the word. And that's where I'll be focusing on. But, you know, who knows? Down the track, we all might reunite and do some more gigs. But thank you for liking It's Your Fault. I it's one of my favourites. I wrote that one.
What were you doing there? You weren't invited and the whole thing's gone wrong. You a warning, but you chose to just walk in. Now you are bawling your eyes out and complaining. Stop your blaming now. That is just the way I am. You have to accept it. I run my race. You have to expect it. Don't bore me with your tears or your sympathy. You're always pointing a finger, looking for a victim. You won't find one in me. You took me to a counselor to get me some treatment for something that's not broke. So how can I fix it or change a so-called pattern I didn't even choose? In a cage, it's my natural instinct to try to break away, if only for an instant. It's just the price you pay for being insistent with me. But that is just the way I am. You have to accept it. I run my race. You have to expect it. Don't bore me with your tears or your sympathy. You're always pointing a finger, looking for a victim. You won't find one in me. I don't know what her name was. It only just happened. Couldn't even get a chance to explain what the reason was. She was on my knee and my hand was up her skirt. I know you're always pointing a finger. You're looking for a victim. You won't find one in me. I know you're always pointing.
Gone into the world of photography?
I have, yeah. I was actually a headshot photographer, which means I took actors' photographs for their work. I did that for 20 years, but then I also love landscape and travel photography, and I actually had a television show called Photo Number 6, which was on Channel 10 here in Australia and Channel 5 in the UK. It was all about travel photography, and we roamed the world with that particular show, and I love photography and cannot wait to get back out traveling again.
You're an ambassador as well for Blue September. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, that was in the past. I don't know whether Blue September is still going, but it was essentially a charity set up to support men's cancer research, particularly in the prostate cancer area. Very important important charity, and it was literally in the month of September we tried to sort of, you know, turn everything blue to remind people about their health and to see. But I've done a number of charitable works with like the Movember and so forth, which are all aimed at trying to improve men's health.
It's probably true to say, certainly in the last 20 years, the treatments for cancer have improved immensely, probably to do with fundraising.
No, there's no question. So much of what happens in research has to be funded privately, and it goes on behind the scenes. We often don't hear about what's been done in research until, you know, they're getting close to doing trials. It can take 20 years to develop a treatment and put it through trialing, and so it's a real patient's game. But the money there has to be a constant stream of money to make any of that happen, and that's where fundraising is so important.
And you've got a new album just out. You previewed that at Tamworth last month.
Yes, yeah, fantastic time in Tamworth at the Country Music Festival, which, of course, was moved from its usual spot in January to April because of the pandemic. But we had a wonderful time, did three gigs up there, just working through all the material that will be on my my album Dispatches, which will come out towards the end of the year. But we are releasing singles as we go through the year.
Your new single, a duet with Elise Platch.
It's called Sorry Is the Word. And I was reflecting on the fact that so many relationships fail simply because of pride and people not being prepared to actually just apologise, you know, to sit back and say, look, is it really worth losing this relationship just to win this argument? And Sorry Is the Word is basically a couple reflecting on the fact that they probably still love each other, even though they've broken up. If they could have found the word sorry, they might not have broken up.
Said goodbye, you didn't see me cry. Said that I was heartless and unfair. I never realized the hurt I brought into your life. Never said how much I really care.
The day I said goodbye, you never asked me why. Me walk away without a word, 'cause you could never see the hurt you brought to me. I gave you everything that you deserved.
The word left unspoken is the reason we are broken. It's praying that you turn around, but you just chose to stand your ground. Cause your pride won't be defeated. Sorry is the word you never found. Never saw your misery when we fought. You clung to me. I guess you never made it quite clear. Together still, had a kid, you know the drill. There's not a lot of flame, it's more a spark.
A man is honest, always kind, and I am always on his mind. But you're the one who truly owns my heart.
Word left unspoken is the reason we are broken. Praying that you turn around, you just chose to stand your ground. Now two hearts lie in pieces, 'cause your pride won't be defeated. Sorry is the word you never found.
How come so many people who play the neighbours turned out to be good singers?
Well, it's an interesting thought. I think it's simply that there's so many people who have gone through neighbours that it's really just the same percentage of people out there in the world. It's almost like a ratio, you know. Obviously, the Kylie and Jason phenomenon very early on was quite extraordinary. But mind you, Jason Donovan comes from a family, you know, of great music theatre performers and so forth. So he had kind of had that in the blood. And there's no question that Kylie was always going to be a phenomenon in town. We call her the singing budgie, but you know, she was always going to be a phenomenon. Natalie Imbruglia, beautiful voice. But, you know, Delta Goodrum, of course, was a wonderful singer before she came into Neighbours. She launched her single on Neighbours. And likewise, Bonnie Anderson, who's a sensational singer, came into Neighbours, but with a singing career already established. And I wouldn't call myself a great singer, I'm going to say, Brian, but with Americana, the important thing is the songwriting and the telling of the stories. So that's, you know, my bent has been mainly to be more of an entertainer rather than considering myself a singer and just tell stories.
Alan, thank you. Been good to talk. All the best.
Great to talk. Thank you. Great to talk. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Star shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Say nighty night and
kiss me.
Just hold me tight and
tell me you'll miss me.
While I'm alone and blue as can be.
Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. Bye.